Yeah, on a beautiful Arizona Saturday. Good morning to all of you, and welcome to the Outdoor Living Hour of Rosie on the House. We've got John J. Harper here, going to be addressing any question you might have about your lawn, your garden, your hardscape, your hedges, or whatever it may be. You can reach him and ask your question by dialing toll-free 1-888-767-4348. But before we get into that segment, I have begged Romy for just a few seconds of programming airtime to do a desperate plea for help wanted. If you, Rosie on the House Remodeling is a small little bitty company, but we need help in virtually every single category. We are currently backed up for first appointments to the third week of November. We can't start another remodeling job until April or May of 2018. If you're in the trades and you consider yourself the best of the best, contact us at rosieonthehouse.com. If you're a kitchen or bath designer and you consider yourself the best of the best and you want to come work at the perfect remodeling company that establishes the perfect experience for every customer every time, you want to upgrade your career, contact us at rosieonthehouse.com. We have positions available virtually in every single area of the company. Please. We need help. I've never, ever seen it like this. So with that said, I'll turn it over to Romy and John J. Harper, and let's get into the outdoor living segment at Rosie on the House.
And a common theme today is kind of aging in place. Part of that is the physical health aspect. We had Katie Stumbo of Go Conquer Fitness in our 7 o'clock hour talking about primarily walking. Just get out and walk.
You know, I hate it when Katie comes in. Because you got this box of donuts sitting out there. And I see Katie sitting in here. I'm like, nope, just a half today.
Well, we're going to make it even harder on you.
Okay.
I've got our sales team working to get a different type of meal presentation for Saturday morning's broadcast. Instead of walking in and having a bagel or donut, you're going to have to avoid the boudin, the honey milk biscuits, the cane syrup, the community coffee.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have a Cajun breakfast in here.
Every
we're going to do this broadcast
every Saturday
right.
morning.
That's the goal.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think I can hook you up with the eggs.
There you go.
You just might be able to. Yeah. You have a connection there?
I think I have an egg or two we can find.
Speaking of which, you want to talk about that a little bit? New transition, the kind of a, like your newsletter said, the end of an era with Harper's Nursery.
After 72 years, the Harper's Nursery, as we know it, is going and has gone away. I mean, we are down to, you know, cleaning up the lot, our last nursery. So we've all transitioned into different fields. For years, we sold products made by Hickman's, chicken manure fertilizer products. Their company or division is called the Farm's Choice.
And say that one more time, because I had a couple people email in that said Romy had a visitor talking about chickens and compost and gardening, and I didn't get the name of that product. And I thought, well, this guy doesn't – he knows my name, but he says a visitor. I'm like, Jay's been
– Well, I guess I'm a visitor now, starting over.
Maybe it was just the first time you heard the Farm's Choice.
Well, maybe it was the first time you heard the show. I don't know, but seemed to know it. This called the Farm's Choice. That's the division that makes fertilizer from Hickman's Lane Hens. And we sell fertilizer to farmers, golf courses, lawn and garden centers, all over the Southwest, really. So we were buying at Harper's from the Farm's Choice, and Jim Marshall, the manager of the fertilizer division, who is also my sales rep, and I started talking and said, when you're ready, we'll be ready. So about 6 months ago, I kind of came on board with them as we were transitioning out of the nursery business. And here we are today. The last week or two, I've been pretty much just out there selling as much chicken manure as I can sell.
And chicken manure goes on. Do you use it as an overseed, or is it too expensive for that?
No, we have a composted product that's very reasonable for top dressing. For overseeding for ryegrass. We sell turf products to golf courses, so it's a very small fertilizer pellet. We have a larger pellet that we call an ag pellet that can go on to, you know, any kind of tree, shrub, landscape application, you name it. We also have a crumble product, a heat-treated product that's also carries all of those products carry, or not the turf, but the ag pellet and the heat-treated product, which is like a crumble, carry a food safety certificate, so you can use them on leafy greens and edibles. They're all OMRI certified. We sell a compost, as I mentioned, and then to some farms we sell just a lot of bulk product that they're working into their products, and we're also developing a liquid product. So lots of different things going on. They've made a huge commitment to increase their production. They're putting in a whole new screening complex so we can screen faster and get more product turned out quicker. And look for us at a lot of the major lawn and garden, independently owned lawn and garden retailers around town.
Now with 7 million chickens.
Oh, no, there's about 12.
Is there 12?
Yeah, it just depends on the day.
12 million chickens.
It depends on their stage of in progress, but it can range upwards of about 12 million chickens when they make about 1 pound of fertilizer per month per chicken.
And they're always making fertilizer.
Plenty of inventory.
They're always making fertilizer from hatch, but it takes 18 months before they start laying. So at least you're now. You know, it's not just a complete feed and wait to lay.
No, the fertilizer starts day one. Yeah.
Or making product right
away.
Anyway.
The egg guys, they got to wait a little while before they can sell anything. We're in business right away.
So, very cool. Congratulations on the new. That plant, I drove by it. Oh, I don't know. When was Tinley's volleyball game? She had a volleyball game in Arlington there in our district, and we drove by the big Hickman's.
Okay, yeah.
Plant.
We drove right by it.
And, how many are on that one? Is that the 4 million? How's?
No, Tonopah is probably the biggest one, which
okay.
is further west. There's only a couple million at, and there's two plants. So there's a north and a south
mm-hmm.
at Arlington. So a lot of the pullets are at Arlington, where you know they're the ones that are
the babies.
You know, the babies, and before they get ready to go into an actual laying house. There's also a protein plant at Arlington and a feed mill. So they bring in carloads of grain and turn it into their feed, mix it with some calcium and so for egg strength, and make their own feed, and make our own fertilizer, render our own protein meal, which then can go into fertilizer or pet food products, that sort of thing. So there's not much goes to waste out there.
I was trying to tell the kids what all was on that plant, and I was off there a little bit, just guessing by looking. I haven't had a tour of that site yet, and I think I was off because I told him that was the 4 million hen house barns.
Well,
but
you know, you're not off by that much.
A million here,
just another reason to take a drive back out there because that's pretty ag country.
It's a neat drive, it is. I took my dad, I had to go deliver a pallet of product to Globe, and you know, my dad has a lot of ties to Globe and loves good Mexican food. So I said, you know, and he hadn't seen the plant yet. So we had quite a drive. We drove out to Arlington. I showed him the plant, gave him a little tour, picked up a pallet of fertilizer, went to Globe, delivered that, had a little Mexican food, and came home. But
nice.
It's a cool drive. It really is.
But we're here to take your calls about landscape and gardening, and a roundabout way of saying that gardening was a great way. Talking on our conversation of aging in place to keep active, and what Katie Stumble was saying is something in motion stays in motion, something at rest stays in rest, and just being out there raking, gardening, planting, cultivating, squishing bugs.
Number one, just getting outside and getting some good outside fresh air. Number two, the amount of stretching and flexibility that is required to do even the most minute gardening tasks will help with your flexibility. Your balance, a lot of core stuff. I mean, you can be in pretty good shape, and you go do a couple hours worth of yard work. You know, right now a lot of bulk pickup, bulk trash going on. I see a lot of guys out there trimming and going crazy. You'd be sore the next day. You know, it's just a whole different set of muscles. So you have to maybe do a few things a little different. There's things that I won't do anymore, like get on top of a 10- or 12-foot ladder with a pole pruner in my hand. On top of that, it's, you know, okay.
Where's the cherry picker?
I'm not doing that anymore. Things like knee pads are real handy these days, so that you know can get down and stay on your knees a little longer. Things like longer handled pruners and tools, so you don't have to. I don't know about you, but if I even just kind of bump something, I bleed. Anymore. So longer handle pruners that you don't have to reach in there and, you know, and scar yourself up so badly. Just make sure that you've got the proper tools. That makes any job easier, and especially with aging. But I think just, you know, doing a little at a time. Raised beds. We mentioned before we went on the air talking about getting your planting beds maybe up off the ground a little bit so you don't have to kneel quite as much and get up and down. So, but that being said, just getting out,
you can get
walking,
a lot more done if you're working where a raised bed that's, you know, waist high that you can walk around instead of having to get up and get down and get up and get down or crawl around on your hands and knees.
Absolutely. It's a lot more efficient. It's probably, you know, you're creating a better growing environment. It can be pretty and attractive. You know, use some good Bellegarde product and make it look good.
One of our first callers that we're going to take when we get back has a specific question about a raised garden in a particular application.
Okay.
So that'll be Josh and Gilbert. We've got Andy in Phoenix. Wants to know where a particular tropical fruit grows in the United States. And we have an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. We'll get to calls right after this short break here with John J. Harper in the Outdoor Living segment of Rosie on the House.